Christchurch-based Dr. Sangalofa Clark is readying to move to Majuro in the Marshall Islands to head up the parties to the Nauru Agreement. The PNA manages a significant portion of the Pacific's tuna stocks within the EEZs of its 9-member nations. Dr. Clark, who has been at the PNA since it started in 2010, was named last week to take over from Ludwig Kumoro as chief executive. She's considered the architect of the Vessel Day scheme, which has proven lucrative for the Pacific Island member nations of the PNA, with their income from fishing licenses soaring around 800% as a result. She spoke with Don Wiseman, who began by asking how it felt to take on this new regional role.
It's a great honour and a privilege for me. The role of the CEO is to run the PNA office, and the core business of the office is the administration of the Vessel Day scheme, but it also provides support to the parties so they achieve their objective.
This Vessel Day scheme, this to a large extent has been your baby, hasn't it?
Well, yes. My current role as policy manager, I've actually worked for the PNA office for 10 years. When the office first opened in Majuro, and I was recruited as a consultant specifically to work on the Vessel Day scheme. So those early years I was involved in sorting out the rules and the methods for implementation of the scheme. So it included analytical work to interpret the rules and to show how the VDS was doing in the member country zones. It was obvious for the scheme to succeed, I guess, with the countries involved need to have a very clear understanding of how it works and how they can best benefit from it.
I guess the thing with the VDS is in a very short period of time, it means countries in the Pacific are now really starting to earn very significant amounts of money where before they were getting next to nothing, and that's down to the VDS, isn't it?
Yes, that's one of the successes of the VDS. Parties are able to use it, you know, to collaborate and cooperate to get the maximum benefit from it. And so in that sense, it's really served its purpose well. I guess the main success of the VDS is that it's a dynamic tool. So it's been able to evolve and adapt over the years to fit in with aspirations and the situations of its member countries. So they've been very much involved in its design, and they've been able to extract, a fair share of the value of their resources.
Do you think your involvement with the VDS is the reason you've got your new job as chief executive?
I guess that's one of the reasons, because I've been working with these countries for a long time now, and we've kind of reached our understanding. I think the other candidates were very good candidates as well, I must say, but I guess people know I work hard and I will do my best for them. So I think in that sense, we have an understanding there. I think I've earned some trust.
Now, in your position over the last few years, you've been basing yourself in Christchurch, but will you now have to base yourself in Majuro?
Yeah, that's right. And that was one of the things that I had to consider quite carefully. You know, I had to make a commitment and I was very committed to do the work. I thought I could do a good job and I'm very committed, and so part of that will be moving to Majuro, and I'm really looking forward to moving back.
You told us a short time ago about the nature of the work, but is that going to change, do you think? Can you see yourself taking the organisation in a different direction?
I don't think the role will change. You know, the objective of the office is to support its parties to achieve the maximum benefit from their tuna resources, which we are doing through the VDS. And so we will continue to improve and implement the VDS. But the nature of the issues would change, I think, especially in these times with this COVID pandemic. Although we've seen the demand for tuna for canning remains high because people tend to buy canned tuna during crisis. So it's creating some short-term opportunities. And on the other hand, demand for high-value tuna for things like sashimi, those have been really hit because they're dependent on restaurants and air freight. But for PNA, I think we see continuing opportunities to increase the benefit from the tuna because the stocks from this region are also very healthy and well-managed. So that is in the short term. But further ahead in the long term, as you know, there's climate change. change, this is a major challenge because it seems likely to reduce the overall biomass or the population of tuna in PNN water system and also change the distribution. So this will need some changes in the current measures and the management measures that we have. But in the meantime, there's still opportunities for the PNA member countries. They can still improve on catching more of their own fish and replacing foreign vessels with their own, maybe processing their own fish. So even if the volume or there are changes and the fish goes down, there's still opportunity, I think, for PNA to increase their benefits from their resources.
That's Dr. Sanga'alofa Clark, the new chief executive of the Parties to the Nauru Agreement Fisheries Block.